Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together a Psalter 123, the stanzas 1 and 3. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within and what follows. Psalter 123, the stanzas 1 and 3. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 72. Psalm 72, a prayer for Solomon. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountain shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure, throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. A prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth, upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. We hope to remember in prayer Emma, the infant daughter of Jeremy and Emily de Kock, who was privileged to return to her home from the hospital. Let us try to ask the Lord for his blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, and may it please thee to truly humble our hearts. And may in this evening in thy house, that we may truly become small under thee. under all thy blessings, under all thy mercies, were also in this day that thou wast watched over the whole congregation, and that is a congregation of sinners, and that all lie under the sentence of death, and we may still be in the precious day of grace. And then thou wast not only spared the brittle thread of our lives, but then thou wast showered many a blessing from above in the midst of the trials of life. Then thou yet makest such a great difference with most of the people upon the earth. And our Lord, shall then all thy blessings, shall they have to testify, shall they have to rise up against us? Oh, may it be thy goodness that may lead us and our children to that godly sorrow, that repentance, and the need to be washed in the precious blood of the Son of God. We have heard out of thy word that the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, that they were ended. But now the greater David, at thy right hand, the prayers may continue, arise as sweet-smelling incense, who thou always heareth. And to that end, in this evening hour, we and our children may still have a place in thy house. We have come together on a special day, where so many years ago, and that thou was brought, oh, it was not the work of a man, it was the work of thy Spirit in the hearts of men. Thou hast endued them with a rich measure of thy Spirit. They were given to experience the wonderful things of the Lord. How a hell-worthy sinner can be saved through the meritorial work of thy dear Son. Ah, then it has pleased thee to bring thy church that has so long dwelt in Egyptian darkness, in Egyptian bondage. Ah, there was a remnant in the midst of them that have groaned, that have wept, that have cried. And then it was thy time to deliver. And then there was no king, the prince of darkness, could not hinder that work, because it was an almighty work of thy right hand. And then thy church was brought to that marvelous light, given to rejoice with joy unspeakable. The stakes have burned. Many were persecuted. But that work could not be distinguished, because it was thy work. And now we and our children may still reap the blessings thereof, a rich heritage that has been entrusted unto us. And then, Lord, in this evening hour, when we are called upon to meditate upon thy deeds of old, may we be given to turn unto ourself. So necessary a reformation, personally, family, church, school, country. Oh, we may still have thy word, but, Lord, Give us eyes to perceive many things which formerly were sin, seems to be sin no more. There is no little guilt, so little godly sorrow, so little weeping concerning the low estate of Zion. May we be given to see the need of a reformation, a prayer for a reformation, exercises concerning a reformation. Ah, Lord, it is thy church, it is thy cause and thy glory. And to that end, we have asked thee already so often, but may it please thee in the latter days of the earth to do a great work amongst us and our dear children. We have heard out of thy holy word of such a rich and a precious promise, they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure, throughout all generations, that work shall continue. But, Lord, it is such a personal matter. May we be given to ask great things of thee, because thou art such a great God. Thou declareth that there is a way, through thy beloved Son, that there is a way for sinners to be saved and to be reconciled and to experience that sweet communion. Oh, when we consider so many of old filled with such a love, filled with such a zeal, they were men of prayer. They were willing to sacrifice. Many have laid their lives down, shed their blood, that we and our children may be partakers of the precious truth. Lord, come down with thy spirit. Come down with thy power. Come down with thy blood. Wilt thou grant unto us and our children that repentance, a turning from the world, a turning unto thee. Ah, Lord, thou knowest that by nature, how vain, how carnal, and how hard and even lukewarm our hearts can be, that we live that it seems that this is our eternity, Lord. Impress then the shortness and the reality of life upon all our hearts. We humbly ask thee for a blessing upon thy holy word. Ah, may sons and daughters be born in Zion in this evening, and then it would be a good reformation service. Uncover false foundations, and wilt thou remember thy children. Oh, they have to smite themselves many a times upon their breasts. May we become guilty, may we become the guilty one. Wilt thou bless the manifold labors of the consistory, remember all the brothers, the families. Wilt thou be a helper ever near. Bless the labors in the family circles. Bless the labors in our Christian school. Also in this day by renewal, thy word has been opened. We commend unto thee thy church all over the earth, the established congregations, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, mission fields, also our mission field. There is still much political unrest. Wilt thou remember thy servants, remember the team, with their families, may it please thee, that rest may be restored to that country. Then we may still live in a country where there may still be relative peace, where there may still be order and respect for authority. But, oh Lord, we are a country that have departed so far from thy word. The unborn are daily murdered. The Lord's day no longer kept. The seventh commandment trampled upon. And the sins are manifold. We commend unto thee all the special needs. Ah, Lord, then thou was given that a father and mother, that they were privileged to take their precious little gift to their dwelling. Ah, grant a humble and a broken heart. May the calling be sanctified. Watch further over that little child. Remember all the unborn. We commend unto the widowers, widows, the mourning ones, the elderly ones. We may acknowledge thee. An old mother has underwent surgery. Thou hast made all things well. Wilt thou grant further healing and strengthening. Remember her together with her husband and family. Sanctify the calling. Remember all the crosses, all the burdens. May it please thee to provide the daily bread for our families. May it please thee to grant further opportunity to harvest the crops. May there also be a harvest in this evening, Lord. To that end, may it please thee to open thy word. Anoint with a rich measure of thy Holy Spirit. Remember all those that could not come up to thy house in this evening hour. But, do remember all those that have come up. May we not have to leave thy house the same as we have come, and that cannot be. But make it an unforgettable evening, ah, Lord. Look down upon us poor sinners. In the Son of thine eternal love, forgive us of our many sins. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 128, the stanzas 1, 2, and 3. A God is our refuge and our strength, a helper ever near us. We will not fear, though earth be moved, for God is nigh to cheer us. The collection this evening is for the cemetery. Psalter 128, the three stanzas. Thank you. beloved congregation. We may come together in this evening hour within the walls of God's house to remember the Lord's deeds in the midst of His church in the days of old. Over 502 years ago, Martin Luther has posted his 95 theses on the church door of Wittenberg, and not with the thought that they would be spread abroad, but with the desire that they would be considered in that university. And then it is very clear that it was not the work of Martin Luther, although it pleases the King of the Church to use instruments. When we consider the three main reformers, Martin Luther was born on November 10 of 1483. Ulrich Zwingli, 7 weeks later, a New Year's baby, in the year 1984. And John Calvin, approximately 25 years later, in 1509. Also during that time, the Lord has raised up William Tyndale, the Bible translator, where the New Testament has been finished in the year 1525. When we consider Reformation Day, then it is necessary for us and our children to know what the Lord has done, of course, first, the history of the Scriptures, but also what the Lord has done in the days of old. Do we not read in Psalm 78, the verses 4 through 7, "We will not hide them from their children, from the generation to come." And then the reason, that they may set their hope upon God and not forget to do His commandments, thus to know the history. Fathers and mothers, there are many beautiful books about the history of the church. It is necessary and profitable that we may be given to understand how our fathers have suffered, how they have sacrificed for the truth that we and our children may still have, thus to know, to remember, to treasure. But what else, congregation? The necessity on Reformation Day that many prayers are sent up to beg the Lord that He may give such a reformation in the midst of the church. And when a reformation is in the church, oh, it was in the day of the Reformation, then it affected young and old. It affected the high ones that were in places of high authority. And then it is clear that the work of the Reformation, that it was the work of the King, where it was the Lord's time to favor Zion. And I read in Isaiah 43, verse 13, "I, the Lord, will work, and who will let it?" May we be given to beg the Lord for a reformation or congregation. Do you not think there is room for a reformation? To turn from our worldly and idle ways, but also that stillness, that deadness, satisfied that we are under the truth, and still that we can live May it please the Lord, even in this hour, to work what the Lord has worked in the heart of Martin Luther, because congregation did not begin with those 95 theses, but a Martin Luther has experienced in a deep way that he could never save himself. But then he has learned free and sovereign grace through the meritorial work of Jesus Christ in this evening. We hope with the Lord's help to speak of the work of the King. Our text words can be found in Psalm 72, verse 16, the first part, where God's word in our text reads thus. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth, upon the top of the mountains, the fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon. Our text words speak of the shaking of the mountains like Lebanon with three thoughts. In the first place, the difficulty of shaking the mountains. In the second place, the means of shaking the mountains. And in the third place, the magnitude of the shaking of the mountains. The shaking of the mountains like Lebanon, the difficulty, the means used, and the magnitude of the shaking of the mountains. We read over this solemn, for Solomon. That word for can also be translated with of. Then at the end of this solemn, then we read that the prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Thus it is a solemn when David was very old, very frail, that he was given to recite by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit for a son Solomon, who was crowned to be king over Israel. Then this solemn is a solemn by a king, for a king, concerning a king. Then David was given to speak of a son, of his dominion, of his power. But then it is very clear in this solemn that by the Spirit, that prophetically, that David was given to speak of the greater Solomon than in this solemn, then it is clear and evident a greater Solomon is here, where David was given to speak of the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time, King of kings and Lord of lords, and of his wonderful work. Because it is clear in this solemn that there are verses that they cannot be ascribed, O Solomon, perhaps in a little way, but the fullness of this solemn that is fulfilled in the greater Solomon, the Lord Jesus Christ. And now we read of the sureness of the work of the King of Kings concerning his church. It does not depend upon man, but it is the Lord's work, because in the first 8 verses, then it does not say maybe, does not say perhaps, does not say depending upon the condition of mankind. But then 8 times in those first 8 verses, then we read that word shall, and that shall has its foundation and the electing love of the Father, the redeeming work of the Son, and the application of the Holy Spirit. Precious things are spoken of it in this solemn verse 5. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure. Throughout all generations, congregation, when we have read that verse, have sighs been sent up to the heavens by fathers and mothers, by young and old, that you have sent a sigh up and said, "Ach, Lord, may that now be the portion of us and our dear children. We are traveling to eternity. May we be wrought upon by irresistible grace." Then before our text that speaks of the wonderful work of the King by the work of the Holy Spirit, then we read the condition of the church, we have said, did not begin with the 95 theses that Martin Luther has nailed. But a Martin Luther, he was wrought upon by the Spirit. He wasn't covered. Oh, for a Martin Luther, it has become true what we read in the verses before. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. That was the experience of Martin Luther. There was a man that could come into heaven because of his works. It would have been Luther. But he has experienced with all his repentance that he was a sinner still, that he was poor and needy. Oh, he has experienced that the Lord has watched over him. He has experienced in verse 14, he shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence. Oh, his eyes were open to see the errors of the church from that deceit and violence. And precious shall their blood be in the sight. Many martyrs have shed their blood. And in verse 15, and he shall live, and to him, that is the King, be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually. Oh, there was a remnant in that dark age that were brought many times on their knees, as that we read of the children in bondage in Egypt, that they have wept, that they have groaned, that they have cried unto the Lord. Oh, prayer was made unto the Lord, and daily shall he be praised. And then our text, there shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. Thus, boys and girls, glad that so many boys and girls may be present in this evening. So we shall try to make it simple that you can also understand something. In our text, we have a sower with a handful of seeds, and we have tall, large, and hard mountains. And now that sower, he has went up to that mountain, and then he has sowed the seeds. And then our text declares that that mountain has become fruitful. Thus then, boys and girls, then you can understand for that sower what a difficulties there are, or even difficulties when you sow in a valley, what a concerns there can be. Maybe you have seen it when your father is a farmer, when he was sowing, when he has sowed, that sometime he has become still, because so much can take place, even when the seed is sown on the flat land or in the valleys, then there can be drought, there can be hail, there can be disease, There can be many elements, that the seed shall not grow, and that it shall not be harvested. And now in the first place, then you can understand, boys and girls, undoubtedly you have been in the mountains. And then when we look at the top of those mountains, a word is so hard, a word is so cold, a word is so barren. Oh, shall that seed, oh, even for the sower, what a difficulties there can be. Thus the hardness of that mountain. And that is now the picture, that hard, cold, barren mountain. That is now a picture of the human heart. Where in our deep fallen Adam, we have become dead in sins and trespasses. We have become unfruitful. But that those high and barren mountains, they are also a type of countries. They are the type of a church. And now let us bring it for a moment to the time of the Reformation. Then there were those towering, those high and barren mountains in the time of Martin Luther. When we consider the Middle Ages, what a darkness and what a superstition there was. Has not come at once, congregation. All that superstition and all that error has not come at once. Usually it comes step by step. The devil is very sly. They tell us, of course, must never do it, boys and girls, because they read in Proverbs 12, verse 10, that the righteous man careth for the life of his beast. But they tell us, if you have a frog and you put him in a pan of hot water, he will immediately jump out. But they tell us, if you put now a frog in a cold pan of water and slowly heat that pan, that that frog will stay in and he will be burnt. Is that a picture of the church today, congregation? With sins slowly creeping in, first shocked, then it becomes a little normal, and then it becomes common, and no godly sorrow. So it has come in the Middle Ages. You read the history of the church with many of those errors. A step by step, let us mention a few of those high and hard mountains in the time and before the Reformation. What a tall mountain the hierarchy was. What is that, boys and girls? That was the government of the church, not commanded in God's word, but in the church in the Middle Ages. They have made the Pope the head of the church, a big triangle, and woe unto anyone that would question that power or that would resist that power. Ah, many they have been smitten by that mountain. There have been forerunners. John Wycliffe has also translated the Bible. Died in 1384. John Huss in 1415. He was burned at the stake. Then ignorance. What an ignorance there was in the church. Because boys and girls, in the time before the Reformation, fathers and mothers did not have a Bible in the house and not a psalter to sing out of, so they could not search the Bible. What saith the word of God? Many have been burned at the stake because they had a Bible, fathers and mothers, that have taught their children out of those truths, they were persecuted. then how privileged we are. We all have Bibles in our homes, boys and girls also have a Bible, hoping you can read, that you read a portion every night and ask the Lord to bless it. But in the time of the Middle Ages, there was ignorance, there was superstition, the high mountains of tradition, they have placed the tradition of the fathers above the Word of God. The high mountains of persecution, the stakes have burnt. The high mountains of discouragement, despair, because in those Middle Ages the Lord still have a remnant. The Lord shall always have a remnant. Oh, there was in the Roman Catholic Church yet a remnant that have sighed, that have experienced what sinners they were, that could not go along with the church. But there was so much ignorance, the light has not shone brightly, and therefore there were so many that were discouraged. Oh, then the high mountain of human pride, because man, he does not want to be saved by grace. Romans 8 verse 7, the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can it be. Oh, the high mountains of the governments in the time of Martin Luther in 1519, then Charles V has come on the throne, ruled over Germany and over Spain, and then it was the thought, the ideal. Oh, the thoughts of Charles V, they were different than the Lord's thoughts. And then the thoughts of Charles V had to give, but it was the thought of that young king. No, not 1519, he was 19 years old. He was the king of Germany when Martin Luther has brought the Reformation to light. And then it was his ideal that there would be one religion, and that was the Roman Catholic religion. Thus, in the time of the Reformation, many difficulties, many impossibilities, many high mountains, so firm, so unmovable. But now it was the Lord's time to work, to fulfill our text, because we read, there shall be an handful of corn in the earth, upon the top of the mountains. Thus then, for a moment, congregation, we must consider that sower. Maybe you can picture it, boys and girls. A sower with a handful of corn. That is not so much. The Bible times, they did not have machinery like we did, but then a sower, we do not even read a sack, but a handful of corn. And then when we picture that sower, can picture it, boys and girls, that he looked at those tall, those hard, those barren mountains. Oh, undoubtedly, then sometime tears ran down the cheek of that sower. Impossible. Shall it now have a purpose? Shall it now have a use? But Christ has commanded his apostles that they must go over all the earth, teaching nations and baptizing them. Ah, then for that sower, when he looks at that hard, those hard and barren mountains, and then to experience that sower times, that as hard as even harder than those mountains, that sower says, "Ach, Lord, how can thou now use such an instrument, where as hard as not humble and soft, Not that those true sowers do not know of different times. Oh, further, when we consider that sower, in our text, he has a handful of corn. There can be times that it seems that the sower does not even have a handful. That it seems there is not a text to preach about anymore, how distressed that a sower can become. Oh, there are times that sower may be so glad when the Lord yet grants him a handful of corn that he may sow. Thus, congregation, children, you can even picture it. The sower with a handful of corn, with those high and barren mountains, that he starts traveling, no easy roads, wild animals, oh, in the realm of grace, a roaring devil, that shall do everything to hinder, seems. An old father, John Newton, has written that sometime it seems that the devil knows when the Lord is to work, and that even before a richer time, that there is much trouble and that there is much persecution. Oh, then we see the sower, that he folds his hand, and that he asked the king for a little help, a little courage, that he may go on that barren mountain, and that the handful of corn may be sown. Oh, is it not a picture of mankind? Was it not a picture in the time of the Reformation? But is there anything too hard for the Lord? Thus a handful of corn. The Lord many times uses his weakest means. Also in the time of the Reformation, then we may speak of many handfuls of corn. It was in the special providence of the Lord that Martin Luther was not boys and girls. At that time, most children could not go to school, not learn to read, not learn to count. But it was in the special providence of the Lord. When Martin Luther was born, his parents were so poor. But then they have moved when he was 6 months old to Mansfield, and his father received a better job. Thus Martin Luther could go to school. As went to different schools, and Martin Luther, he was a diligent student. I hope, boys and girls, that you also do your best. But now concerning those handfuls of corn, when he was at Eschneck, when he was 14 years old, then young people, students, did not have it so easy. Because they have slept on a cold attic, you can understand that there would not come so much of homework. And then they had to provide for themselves. And then they tell us the facts are not perfectly known. But then there was a Conrad and his wife that have taken Martin Luther in. They have seen that Martin Luther, that he has listened attentively in church, and that he has sung well. And now that was a handful of corn of kindness that father and mother have sown in the life of Martin Luther. Otherwise, humanly speaking, perhaps Martin Luther would have gave up his studies. But his studies have become so profitable for the work that the Lord has laid upon his pathway. And Martin Luther has never forgot that kindness. Young people, shall you never forget what your parents do and have done for you? Martin Luther, he has said they were the 3 years that were happiest in his life. But more handfuls of corn in the time of Martin Luther than by renewal the ancient languages, Hebrew and Greek, were studied. And to that end, the reformers were given, with God's help, to understand the scriptures better. When he was 20 years old in the University of Erfurt, then Martin Luther has found the whole Bible. It is true, in the church there was read out of the Psalms and the Epistles, but now Martin Luther has found the Bible, and when he has opened it in the library, then he has read that history of Samuel, Hannah and Samuel, and he was given to realize that he had found a great treasure. Those were all handful of corns that were sown in the life of Martin Luther. It is not so clear exactly when the Lord has begun to work in the heart of Martin Luther, but when those handful of corns were sown, then Martin Luther has learned that he was a sinner. When he has heard of the righteousness of God, then there were times that he has trembled. Oh, in the life of Martin Luther, then the Lord has sent many a trial. Perhaps because of over-exertation, then Martin Luther has become very sick. His friends surely thought that he would die, but then there was another handful of corn that has encouraged Martin Luther, that the Lord still knew of him, because there was still a remnant that feared the Lord. And then there was an old priest from his birth town that has heard that Martin Luther was sick, and the Lord has given exercises, and to that end that old priest has visited Martin Luther, and that priest says, "My boy, you shall not die, because the Lord has worked for you to do." And that was a handful of corn that was sown in the heart of Martin Luther, that he may be encouraged. But in the midst of those encouragements, then for Martin Luther, there was no solution. With all his penance, with all his repentance, with all his good works, then he was a sinner still. But then there were handful of corn that have encouraged Martin Luther that he would not despair and stop it. The inspector of the monasteries, oh, he has met with Martin Luther. Martin Luther has unburdened his soul that with everything that he has done, that the Lord, the wrath of God was upon him, that he was a lost sinner still. Oh, then even Stoppitz has pointed to the meritorial work of Jesus Christ. They were handfuls of corn that the Lord has sown in the heart of Martin Luther, because the Lord had a great work for him to do, and yet no solution, until in 1513 or 1514, that he has went to that tower of the University, I believe, of Wittenberg, to be alone. And he has prayed, he has begged, and then by renewal, then he has opened God's word, and he has read Revelations 1 verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. And is, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And then the Holy Spirit has opened that text for Martin Luther. And then he was given to behold that there was an other righteousness. And that is the righteousness of Christ, which he has merited for his church, and which his child may receive by the hand of faith. And then Martin Luther was freed. Then he was set at liberty. He was given to rejoice with unspeakable joy. Martin Luther has learned what it is to be saved by free and sovereign grace without the works of man. Oh, then the handful of seed. And then a Martin Luther, when he has seen, we cannot tell everything about Martin Luther, but just a few things. A handful of corn that was sown, that is the wonder. And then on October 31st was the intention. The next day would be All Saints Day, a special day in the Church of Rome. And it was the thought of Martin Luther that he would post those 95 theses upon the doors of Wittenberg, that it could be examined and debated by the faculty of the university. But the Lord's thoughts were different. We would say those 95 theses, a handful of corn in the midst of the church. But in a short time, they were written in Latin. That was the language they spoke in universities. But then there were those that have, other students have come. They have translated into German. Other people have written that handful of corn down. And then they tell us within 2 weeks that they were spread abroad in Germany. And that in a month, in many places of Europe, a handful of corn, the wonderful works of the Lord. Oh, was it not a handful of corn when in 1521, when Martin Luther was called upon to appear before the great ones of the earth, and when in April 18, that he has entered that hall, and where he was given to testify that he must be convinced out of God's holy word when he is heard, so help me God. Was that not a handful of corn? Were that testimony that it was heard among young and old what the Lord has given? Because it also in the life of Martin Luther, oh, what a struggles that he has had during the night. He was given to wrestle. He was given to cry unto the Lord. Oh, was it not a handful of corn when he was in the castle of Wartburg, and when he was given with the help of God, it is true, was not a perfect translation, but that in a short time that he has translated the scriptures into the German language. In 1522, the New Testament, and in 1534, with the help of others, that the Old Testament was also published. Oh, was it not a handful of corn when Martin Luther, that he has stressed, that he has written to city councils, that he has exhorted them, that their children, that they must be instructed, that they must have schools, that the Bible must be explained. Was it not a handful of corn when a Martin Luther also has composed spiritual songs that may be sung in the church, that may be sung in the family circle? There have even been Jesuits that have said in those days that the spiritual songs which Martin Luther was given to compose, oh, then we see the wisdom of the Lord, because when he was by Conrad Ursula, then he has learned to be a lover of music and learned to play instruments, and to that end he has received the gifts that the Jesuits have even declared that the spiritual songs, that they have slain more souls than his preaching. Oh, was it not a handful of corn when Martin Luther and his followers, that the Word of God, that the pulpit became the center of the church when the Word of God was expounded concerning the mysteries of salvation? Was it not a handful of corn that Martin Luther was given to write different books that may be read by the people? Oh, and now the wonder of the handful of corn, because it awaits the blessing of the Lord. Do we not read in Zechariah 4, verse 6, "And not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Then it was the Lord's time to favor a Zion, that handful of corn, that it may be blessed. And how is it now with that handful of corn in our midst congregation? It's nice to speak of the Reformation. May grant courage. Because I read in Hebrews 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And how is it now with those handful of corns in our heart? How bountiful the seed has been sown. Much more privileged than that people in the time of Martin Luther. Especially before that time, Bibles were very scarce, expensive. Many could not afford them. Many could not read. And now for us, so many handfuls of corn. And how is it now with our hard heart? Has it now ever taken place by the first time and by renewal? Because we read in our text that by that handful of corn that the mountains would begin to shake. That's our third thought. Let us first sing. Psalter 221, the stanzas 1, the stanzas 1 and 3. A great shepherd who leadest thy people in love, amid cherubim dwelling shine thou from above. And what follows? 221, 1 and 3. the shaking of the mountains like Lebanon, the difficulty, the means, and now thirdly, the magnitude of the shaking of the mountains. I read in Psalm 126, verse 6, He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Then we have seen boys and girls, the sower, with that handful of corn that he has went to the mountains. And he has sowed the seed. He has cast the seed upon those mountains. What do you think? Do you think the sower was then finished? What do you think, congregation? It is well with the sower at least. Was the sower finished? No, then it is the calling of the sower to ask the Lord that that seed may be blessed. I read in Haggai 2 verse 7, And I will shake all nations, and the desire of nations shall come. That speaks of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then let us look at that mountain, so barren, so hard, so cold, many difficulties. And then after the sower, he has cast that handful of corn. Then we see something very wonderful. Then that hard and barren mountain, that begins to turn green. What a wonder. What an encouragement for the sower. But in our text, we read more. We read of the shaking of the mountains. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth. Upon the top of the mountains, the fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon. The Lebanon mountains, they were on the northern border of the land of Israel, promised to Israel, and yet we do not read specifically in the scripture that those mountains of Lebanon have come in complete possession of the Israelites. Think of Solomon when he built the temple. And then he has sent those hewers. He has spoken with Hiram, the king, that he needed cedar trees for the temple. And now when we read in our text that the mountain shook, then you can understand, boys and girls, that there's no one upon the earth that can shake those big mountains, that the Lord can only do. But what are we now to understand? Because how does that handful of corn now make the mountains to shake? When we picture a field of grain and the wind blows, then it seems as if that field is moving. On those the mountains of Lebanon, and then there were many cedars. And when the Lord would cause the wind to blow, then all those cedars would start to move. And that gave the impression that those mountains of Lebanon, that they were moving and that they were shaking. Oh, when that handful of corn, when it may be accompanied by the wind of the Holy Spirit, when the Lord does a great work, then what a wonderful sight that was for the sower. Just a handful of seed. And that the mountains began to shake. That has taken place when the greater Solomon has come upon the earth. when he was ascended into heaven, and on the day of Pentecost, when he has poured out his Holy Spirit in such a rich measure. And then there was also a shaking of the inhabitants of Jerusalem. We have examples in the Bible that when the Spirit, when that handful of seed was blessed to sinners, think of Saul in Acts 9. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Then we read that Saul was given to tremble. Acts 16. And then we also read of a jailer that was given to tremble when he came to Paul. What must we do to be saved? Do we not see when the apostles went forth with a handful of corn, the holy word of God, when they, with the Lord's help, when they were given to preach that only name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. Then we see in the scriptures that in many places that there was a trembling. Oh, the Roman nation under the heathen religion, then it was shaken to its firmament. But that has also taken place in the life of Martin Luther, that with that handful of corn, with the proclamation of God's word, that there were different times that Martin Luther was given to shake as the mountains of Lebanon. When he was returning to the University of Erfurt on July the 2nd in the year 1505 on July the 2nd, and then when the Lord has spoken by the means of a great thunderstorm, then he was shaken, and then he has made a vow that he would enter a monastery that he could better serve and please the Lord. Martin Luther has experienced the death of a friend, then by renewal he was given to shake. They tell us, after Martin Luther was ordained as a priest, and when he was called to officiate with the Mass, word was told unto the priest that when he would speak certain Latin words, that he was changing the bread into the body and the wine into the blood of Christ. And then it is recorded that a Martin Luther, that he was given to shake like the mountains, that he was paralyzed, that he was filled with awe. And then further, what a shaking there was at the Diet of Worms. What a shaking there was of the Roman hierarchy. And then what a shaking there was in the midst of the church when that handful of corn, word has pleased the Lord to raise up many that have become the preachers of the truth and that were given to spread those handful of corn. Oh, it is true. Many were burned on the stake. And then what a shaking there has been throughout the ages. Oh, in the time of revivals. We think of the time of Jonathan Edwards and George Whitefield, 1734, 1740. Then there were times, it is true, was not all gold, but the Lord has done a great work among young and old. Then there was much shaking and much trembling, because by the uncovering light of the Holy Spirit, they were given to see the lost condition, but by the Spirit given to experience that it is only possible to be saved by Jesus Christ. Jonathan Edwards has even written that it was not as difficult to get the people to come to church. But do you know what his difficulty was, congregation, also among the youth, to get them to go home because they were so troubled and they were so shaken and they have learned that he needed to be saved. Oh, what a wonderful text. And now that text that shall continue to be fulfilled, and what is now necessary on Reformation Day, that the prayers may be multiplied. Ah, may we be given to beg the Lord that he may give a reformation, that we may turn from our worldly ways, that we may become the sinner, that we may learn to tremble under the justice of God, but in that way that the Spirit may make that those mountains, that they shall begin to shake as a harvest, as a wheat field, as the cedars of Lebanon. We also read of another shaking congregation when that handful of corn, when it does not cause the people to shake anymore. Do you know what the Lord many times does? Then he shakes the people in other way. You know how, congregation? Then he comes with his judgments to shake them. May we be given to beg the Lord that our text may be fulfilled in a rich measure for us and our children. Because there shall come a day, congregation, that there shall be another shaking when Christ comes upon the clouds of heaven, earthquakes, the earth shall tremble, and then the King shall come, and then he shall ask each one, then he shall ask boy, girl, youth, older ones, gray-headed ones, what have you now done with those handful of corn that has been sown in such a rich measure? Have you laid it aside? Have you despised it? Have you refused to listen to admonishment, to turn from your sins? When we consider our text, maybe there are some that have the question, but is that still possible in our day? What do you think, congregation? Is that now possible? Handful of corn, the mountain shall shake like the Lebanon, that they shall become fruitful, that a wilderness shall become a fruitful field, not possible from man's side. And to that end, after our text, then David, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then he has added, blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. May we be given to beg of the Lord oftentimes, that those handful of corns, that they may bear a good fruit. And then the King, he shall be honored, receive all the honor and the glory, and that soul shall be saved. Amen. Let us close. Lord, we have heard of a wonderful matter in this evening hour, and who was able to declare the riches thereof. O Lord, thou hast done it in former days. O wilt thou also do it in our days. Ah, thou art still gathering the church, but may it please thee to bless us with a richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. And the solemnest of all that's prayed, turn us and we shall be turned. Cause thy face to shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Lord, bring us safely to our dwellings. Grant meditations upon thy word. Watch over us in the remainder of this week. Forgive us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 196, the stanzas 1 and 2. Blessed be the Lord, our Father's God, eternal King of kings, who only is omnipotent, performing wondrous things, and what follows. Psalter 196, the two stanzas. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.